Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey everybody, and welcome to the Rogue Rebels podcast. I am Sal, I am one of your hosts, and I am here with Lizzie.
Hello.
Who's pressing buttons?
Am I pressing buttons?
I don't know, I heard buttons.
Why are you acting like Axel all of a sudden? You're like pointing out every little thing.
It sounded like buttons, Lizzie.
I don't know, I'm pressing any buttons.
Okay. It was my imagination.
Recently.
My button imagination is going crazy. We're not here to talk about buttons, Lizzie.
What are we here to talk about, Dad?
Pressing or sewing. We're here to talk about The Bad Batch! Two episodes, The Crossing and Retrieval, which actually worked out very well with my calendar prepping because it was a two-parter.
Yeah, it was very nice. Especially because, like, unless you say, oh, we're going to podcast, then I don't really watch the episodes on time.
How dare you, child. I've raised you from, like, tiny little person. And now you're like, oh, I will get to the bat. Who are you, Sid? I'll catch a chicken out in a few days. Who are you?
Yeah, I just am busy. And then if I do have time, I'm like, oh, I can play games. Bad Batch is not in my mind.
Well, the way that I think about it is this. Games can get out of hand real quick. If I'm like, oh, let me try a round of Fortnite an hour and a half later, I'm like, I should have went to bed 40 minutes ago. But an episode of Bad Batch, I know will be 22 minutes, 25 minutes. I know I can be like, I'm going to watch an episode of Bad Batch and then play my games.
I think they only... I'm also not very good at keeping up with shows. The only show that I've been not even been able to keep up with, like, I can't really keep up with it because it's already done, I think, is, like, Supernatural.
Yes.
I'm trying to watch that, but I didn't realize that Supernatural has, like, 25 episodes in one season.
Yeah.
And they're all, like, an hour long, too. Yes. So it's like, oh, my God.
And it has, like, 15 seasons.
Yeah.
Yeah, Supernatural doesn't mess around. So what season are you in?
The
last time I
one.
Heard you on Star Wars Geek Girl, you were on season two.
No, remember, so that's the thing, is that I never, well, not that I never watched Supernatural, but anytime, like, when I was little, and you guys watched Supernatural, side-watched it, like, I wasn't fully watching it, but I knew certain things. So then Mom was like, oh, let's rewatch Supernatural when I was there for winter break.
I
was like, oh, cool, I haven't, watched it from beginning to end. She was like, yeah, but Star Wars second season. I was like, all right. so what
she
happened?
She does that with me, too. She wanted to watch a Nathan Fillion show called The Rookie. And I was like, oh, that's cool. I like him. He's in Firefly. We should watch that. And then I, like, show up and she's, like, on season two already. Because I, like, didn't watch her with her fast enough. So now I'm like, okay, well, fine. You watch your own cop show.
Yeah, I wasn't there fast enough in California. I do... But then I also even asked Mom, I was like, okay, Mom, can you explain what happened the first season so I, like, kind of understand? And she never did. And I was like, all right, I think the dad is missing right now.
Right, right. Like, you can pick it up pretty quick. It's not a whole lot that you missed, just so you know.
Yeah, especially because in the first season, it keeps doing, like, the recap, but it's never a recap of anything recent. Like, it's always, like, the first episode, like, Dean, grab your brother Sam, run outside. And then it's like every episode. It's like, do you remember when this happened? Like, yes.
Well, that's like the one thing. But the thing I will say is, like, okay, look, I don't want to, like, spoil things out there for all Supernatural people or people that are thinking about watching Supernatural. But the way, like, especially the earlier seasons, the soundtrack is really well, like, they did the work and paid for some really good songs in that soundtrack.
Mm-hmm.
But they're, it's not sporadic because it reoccurs so much that it's memorable, but the impact of every time they use, like, carry on my wayward son, like, it is like, mm-hmm. it becomes their theme song at a point. I just really like it.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like I'm a huge Kansas fan, but still.
Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, I am.
And then you're like looking at them and you're like, they're looking for their dad and they're their wayward sons.
Yeah, I'm still on the first season. It's pretty good. It's just like, it's also frustrating because I'm like.
When they start doing like the episode recaps and they start playing that song, that's when you know it's going to get serious.
Mm, gotcha. I mean, that's the thing is like, I finished season two. So like, and I'm watching it with people. So now I have to rewatch. So I'm watching season one. And then I can't just like, oh, okay, I've seen season two with mom. No, I have to watch season two now. Mm-hmm. Again.
But since you've already seen it, you can like watch it in the background like your mom does with like TikTok in your face.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
You're like, okay, like, let's watch the next episode. Although, you know how I am. I get really mad.
Mom falls asleep.
Well,
she fell asleep at the finale.
To be fair, she's seen it before.
I know, but it was like, and the finale. With me,
like, you know how I am. I'm like, hey, everybody put their fucking phones down. And you guys like would get all pissy then. And mad, but you remember every damn episode, don't you?
Yeah.
Nowadays, you guys are watching stuff and you're like, I forgot what even happened in like Stranger Things season 4. That's because you had your phone in your hands.
Yeah.
Anyway, kids these days. You want to give us a Zoomer update?
No.
I was watching Supernatural with your phone in your hand.
I don't do that. Because then every time I learned it. I learned it.
I like that. Do you yell at other people like I do?
No, I don't yell at people. I get mad. Or not mad. I get like.
You lack the Gen X anger.
I know if I'm like with friends and we're watching. Like, I went over to a friend's house and they started the movie without me, which was a little mean, but that's okay. You never showed me Bad Boys.
Okay. That's a fair criticism. it was definitely like, I don't want to say instrumental, but it was a giant part, like of culture when I went to high school or middle school or whenever that came out. And then I was like, okay, yeah, this is fun, this is good, but like whatever, like, but it's not, definitely not something that stuck with me. Bad Boys sort of led to the whole Fast and Furious kind of,
that's unfortunate.
I mean, I don't know, it's a little bit different, but you know, I like Fast and Furious. We just went to go see Quantumania.
There's so many.
Yes.
And it's just cars. Lizzie? Nothing happens.
A lot happens.
No, it doesn't.
Dominic Toretto does everything he can to protect
Don't
his family.
Lie to yourself.
It's about nothing well, happens. Look, I'm going to tell you this. I am behind about 4 Fast and Furiouses. And I just saw, when we went to go see, we just saw Ant-Man today. Quantumania, which I recommend to people who are interested.
Did you watch Puss in Boots?
No.
Did you watch The Menu?
Yes, I did watch The Menu.
Oh, okay.
But let me finish my sentence.
Okay, sorry.
But before Quantumania happened, we saw a trailer for Fast X. And he was like, no matter what happens, I'm always going to protect my family. And I was like, okay, I need to watch like 7, 8, and 9 and catch up to this point because I can't remember anything that happened after 6.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but also cars like were getting like lifted by helicopters. I think they went to space at one point. It's getting pretty ridiculous, but I think I need to, I need to catch up and see what happens. I do.
Okay.
It's true. I need to catch up. El Menu. It was pretty good. I enjoyed it.
It was.
I liked the girl that you hate. She was my favorite part.
I know you like her. I just thought it was a very like. Do you know what pick me is?
Educate me, please.
Okay, so it's this thing like mostly from I don't want to say it's from TikTok, but kind of from TikTok. You know, it's very like girls who are just like, well, I'm not like other girls, or, you know, I'm not like other people. I'm special because I'm so different from other people. That's the vibe it gave me, and I didn't enjoy it.
Okay.
Mostly because she was like, okay, go ahead. She was just like a rude person. She was just like, I also hate rich people food, but if I'm in front of rich people food, I'm not going to be a little jerk.
I always try to be polite, but I also like, I like manners and I understand decorum, but I also think like, I like rich people food, but I also hate rich people. So yeah. Like, there's that like for me, I felt like, oh, I would love to be the person that was like, fuck y'all. Like, with your decorum and your bullshit. Like, because to me, she was mean to them. I guess there's no real excuse there. But she was like the normal person in the room of elitists. Mm-hmm. So that's where I felt her voice was.
I definitely understood who she was supposed to be. But I was like, man, can you be like a nicer what you're supposed to be?
Mm-hmm. Anyway, I enjoyed the movie. In any case.
Did you think it was going to, like, because I didn't know it was like, I think people call it a horror movie, but like, I didn't think it was going to be
scary
like
that. Yeah, but you think like, horror scary is like a jump scare horror movie. Like,
yeah.
I wouldn't, but, like, I don't think I would classify it as a horror movie.
Killing people is not really horror.
It's definitely a thriller. I wouldn't call it a horror.
Yeah. But I didn't think it was going to, like, I was complete, like, I had no clue about anything when this movie came out. So, and people kept telling me to watch it, and I was like, later. And then I watched it. I did not think it was going to end in killing everyone.
Well, spoilers for El Menú.
I think almost everyone has watched it by now, but yeah, I thought it was really good.
Well, if there's any emails to get, we'll get them.
Okay.
Direct them to Lizzie at Instagram at blabberyblue.
Too busy to look.
Or instead of doing that, if you have Star Wars, if you are interested in Star Wars things, you can check us out at theroguerebels.com. Make sure if you're on Facebook, go like our Facebook. We hate capitalism too, but yet we're on Facebook. I know. Mm-hmm. It's fine. Mm-hmm. There's only so much we can do as individuals. What if we use the weapons of our enemy to, like, it's the same thing Luthen Rail does. We use Facebook against Facebook. We're on Instagram, TikTok, and Hive at The Rogue Rebels, and somehow we're on Twitter at Rogue Rebels Fam. That's been even worse. It just keeps going down. It's funny. There's a quote from a long time ago, and I don't remember the source of the quote, but it is something to the effect of, "The world is a comedy for those who think, and a tragedy for those who feel." And I feel like a lot of times I fall into the former category, where, like, I understand that we live in a hellfire, but also, like, there are some things you cannot just help but laugh at, like this stupid billionaire guy decided, like, well, I want to, like, rule the, like, Twitter guys, and thought it was going to be cool, and everybody hates him, and he's like, why are people making fun of me? And I'm like, ha.
I feel too much.
But, ha.
I think I don't laugh enough, and I just feel too much.
Well, trust me, if you look around, there's plenty of stuff to laugh at in this world. hey, how's Star Wars Geek Girl going?
Star Wars Geek Girl is going good. We're doing good on, like, keeping up with it. We have it podcasted about, what's the first one?
The Crossing.
The Animal Crossing. We haven't done that one yet. So we're going to be doing that. And, yeah, well, we're doing pretty good. Pretty good.
Alrighty then.
Oh, I think you have already heard, but Zoe did not cry when Echo left.
Yes, I was disappointed.
Oh, disappointed, not surprised. Oh,
I was disappointed and surprised, maybe. But I was very much like, "Who? What happened to my Star Wars geek girl? This is not the first album. Like, you know, like, listen to the theme song of Star Wars Geek Girl. They're geek girls that like Star Wars. And sometimes cry.
Half of us cry now.
Yeah, that's, I don't know. Like, I was a little, like, what?
Flabbergasted.
I was waiting for the, like, crying to start. Hmm. And it didn't happen. So I don't want to say I was disappointed. You know, feel however you want to feel. I don't want to like. But I just, I miss the days of my Star Wars geek girls crying repeatedly on repeat.
Okay. Well, I don't know if you heard, but according to Zoe, Zoe is now above it. And now she likes the broody.
The broodiness
of okay. Star Wars. I don't know.
Okay.
Also, when was Rebels?
Are we talking timeline wise?
Was it really when I was like little?
Rebels that sounds ridiculous. Ended 5 years ago. I just got the Facebook memories of the finale. Mm. Or no, not even the finale of Jedi Knight.
That sounds ridiculous.
So it started 4 years before that. It was 2013. You were 11.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
11.
You were 11 when you first dressed up as citation Hera. Needed Hera.
Hmm.
Before you switched over in 2014 to finally get your Sabine. Which, like, the switchover for you was pretty easy. You just put on the clothes. It was the switchover for your mom that we had to get a whole new costume for.
Well.
Yes.
That was
so,
a long time ago.
Yeah, it was like 10 years ago, Lizzie. Jeez. 2013 is 10 years ago. I know you're not quite 21 yet, but it was 10 years ago. You were 11.
Yeah, that's weird to think about.
Yeah, that's how light time works.
Hmm.
Although I was watching Ant-Man Quantumania, and I'm trying to think of time as sort of an unrestricted box that I don't want to be in anymore. I'm like, Kang, can you help me out?
I don't think I understand the reference.
He was in the, if you even watch the trailer, he's like, I can have you the one thing nobody else can, time. And I'm like, that sounds cool. Me and Scott Lang would both like some extra time with our family when they were little and cute.
We're not cute anymore?
You're fine.
What do you mean?
You're just that little. I could pick you guys up. I could throw you around. I used to do triceps with Axel.
Let's get stronger. Not our fault.
Okay, I need to... Less. Less from the Sith list. Paging less from the Sith list. It's time that we start working out together. Because I need to start doing adult kids, but that doesn't work together. I guess I just, because I used to, when you guys were toddlers, I could do my triceps with you by your ankles. First, it was one leg and one arm. And then when you got too big, it became two legs and two arms.
The monkeys used to throw us.
Yeah, that's true. But they weren't doing triceps. They were just throwing you guys. They weren't working out. They were simply abusing you and throwing you into trash cans. That's good times. Shout out to EMC. Everybody out there doing good work. All my homies.
Homies of the EMC. What did EMC mean?
What do you think it meant, Lizzie?
No one ever told me. They told me eating mac and cheese.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think that was correct.
Well, they told a lot of people a lot of different things. It's kind of like, you know, like the Joker scars or whatever. Like he tells different stories to everybody. That's how EMC is. I don't think I know the answer. But I remember them telling you guys, eat macaroni and cheese. I remember evolved monkey combat. Evolved motion combat. And then I remember evolved monkey something else. Like, there was a few things. I heard many stories from them. I never asked them myself.
Hmm.
But that's a good question. You know.
I know that every time that, like, my friends are like, yeah, I like Mario. I'm like, you like Mario? And so then I show them the EMC monkey video.
The stance. That's the only part like of that video that I remember. When I watch the video, when he hits the stance, I'm like, yeah! And it's like like such an EMC thing where like I hit that vibe.
Mm-hmm. And then like once I get closer to my friends, I go, hey, you want to see a video of my dad in the EMC?
I think I just showed Richard that video.
It's the Kool-Aid Man one.
That's what I thought it was.
Yep.
It's me and Sam Owen. I'm Sam sorry. Owen. His name is Sam Puefwa. But maybe I shouldn't say that we used to call him Sam Owen.
Well,
because he's Samoan.
Oh. Okay.
But Sam just recently was on like the new season of The Young Rock, and he plays the chief. So he's like, you know, he's been working. He's been doing, he was like,
a lot of them been working.
Yeah, but Sam has been working like, because a lot of them have been doing a lot of stunt work, but Sam has been doing like action slash acting work. Oh. And this is like a really, like, he got to do a thing and he got to be a character who wasn't just a guy who got beat up. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want to like diminish the guys who get beat up in movies. All of you out there who watch action movies, those guys that get beat up, dude, they do work, son. Like, I know you guys are all rooting for Jet Li, but like the guy who gets beat up also does a lot of work too. So everybody shout out to all the guys that get beat up in action movies.
Mm-hmm.
Particularly in like Tony Jaa flicks, because I think they get hit for real.
Or in Home Alone.
No, those dudes are like expert flatbackers. flatback. But Sam Puefwa, I almost called him Samoan, was just in an episode of Young Rock where he played the chief, which is like The Rock's grandpa. Mm. And so shout out to him, dude, because that
The Rock
was
like, fights.
The Rock was a wrestler.
What is he? I don't get it. Why is he famous?
He was a wrestler.
Okay.
So he started as a wrestler. He became a really famous wrestler, and then was like all the other wrestlers that become really famous, was like, I'm going to do movies. But he did good, because he's funny. You know, he made movies, and he started doing acting, and now that's what he does. But also, he's like a really good wrestler. But like, that's where he started, and like, his family back in... You should have watched The Young Rock. Me and Axel watched it. Your mom got tired of it, I think. But me and Axel watched it, and there's a really funny episode where he is like a... He came up like... His mom was running the wrestling circuit in Hawaii, like before everything sort of like transitioned to WWE and back when WWF was a thing that wasn't the Wildlife Federation. So it's like him coming up with these legends like Andre the Giant and like all this stuff. Like, so there's an episode where he's like a little kid and he's hanging out with Andre the Giant all day, which I know to you means nothing. And technically to Axel, it meant nothing. But Andre the Giant, if you remember The Princess Bride, he's the really big guy in The Princess Bride that's like, anybody want a peanut?
Anyone want a peanut?
Yeah, that dude.
Ah!
He is a very famous wrestler who they like also decided to put in a movie. And he passed away along. He's like a legend, but he was like a big dude and like, you know.
Hence the giant.
He was hanging out with The Rock. Yes, hence. And like the episode is they go to see the movie. Like he's like hanging out with him for the day, and The Rock wants to, like, The Rock's a little kid and he wants to go see a movie so bad, and his dad won't take him. So Andre the Giant takes him to go see E.T. And he's at the movie theater and he's like, what do you want to see? And he's like, can we go watch this one, E.T.? And he's like, Et. And it's like the funniest thing. It's a really cute episode. But it's Andre the Giant, he's like, Et. I don't know. Axel really loved it and wanted to show you that while you were here, but we never got around to it.
Mm.
Another one of the things we wanted to share with our limited time with Lizzie, since she's so far away now.
I'll be there soon, in like 3 months.
Yeah, but you're going to be over in like fancy Palo Verde, Long Beach, San Pedro. Which,
speaking of, apartments are expensive.
Uh-huh. Tell me more.
And they're so expensive, and for what? For a tiny little itty bitty tiny thing, and it doesn't even have a washer and dryer. Why?
Ooh, what you gonna do? Go to the laundromat. Wash clothes in your sink. I don't know. What you gonna do?
I was at a hot pot place, and I was, we had some money from like Chris's like grandma.
I don't need an explanation at this part of the story.
Sorry. We had some money. We nobody were needs, like, yeah, let's treat money. Treat ourselves in some hot
treat pot. Treat yourself.
And we had some hot pot, and I was going to leave the tip. And so I had my cash. I had my little coin purse of little cash, and I was putting some money down. But the servers was watching me kind of, because I just had like all these coins out, but I was trying to get the cash out. Mm-hmm. And then he came over to take the bill or whatever, and I was like, "Don't worry, I'm not giving you all these coins. I'm not gonna leave you coins." And then he was like, "No, but like, you know, some quarters would be cool for the laundromat." And I was like, "Oh yeah, that would be good, yeah, because I guess I'm spoiled because the CIA has a washer and dryer for mm-hmm. us, mm-hmm. so we don't have to go to the laundromat." So I was like, "Here's my quarters. I have a lot of those."
I mean, I feel like that's included in your tuition, but whatever.
Yeah, it probably is, but
grumble, grumble. Anyway, let's see what else we got here. If you haven't seen the GoFundMe for Rob Yanagihara.
GoFundMe.
Defend me. Rob Yanagihara, if you've ever seen a Saber Guild performance with me fighting, chances are you see me fight with Rob, because we've been fighting together for like 10 years, doing this Saber Guild charity kind of thing, and he recently had a pretty bad stroke. He's like recovering, so there's a GoFundMe to help while he's like still out of work. He can't go back to work till he heals, you know, from his stroke and everything. So if you hit that link, go to our Facebook, all of our social medias except for Instagram, because you can't put links over there. Mm-hmm. Should have a post about that. So please go check that out. And if you can help in any way, even if it is simply sharing that post, please do it, because, you know, he could use all the help he can get. Thank you. Please and thank you. Also, we've been messing around with Blue Harvest on Twitch. Just messing around over there, playing fighting games. I recently tried to unlock a Ken gi because I'm so upset with my like tank top, like or not even tank top. It's like a like workout shirt Ken. And mm-hmm. they were like, "Oh, play story mode and you can unlock stuff." And I got in a fight 3 times on the way to a party.
Oh,
so good times.
I was told by mom that she was upset because. You know, I don't remember when it was, but I guess you and mom were on a call, and it was like not a FaceTime, but like a duo. It was a video call, and Echo was like looking at the screen for mom, but then would get distracted with Haas. Is that true?
Probably.
That, you know, Echo loves Haas.
Oh, that's right. We were downstairs. I was like, I was watching. It was like this week. It was like a Friday night. Your mom was like hanging out upstairs and watching her rookie show that she's way too far ahead of me for me to even catch up. So she's just like, I've just accepted that she's just going to watch it without me. So I was like, you know what? I just got back from work. I'm going to like do my like website. You know, I was working on the show notes. I was working on some website, some comic book reviews. You guys need to check out like Star Wars Bounty Hunters is on fire right now. Mm-hmm. And like stuff like that for the website. So I was like doing that all downstairs while I was hanging out in Twitch with Haas. And then Echo came and like sat down and was like watching Haas in the corner. So like your mom called me and was like, "Hey," like, and like was like, "Where is he looking at?" Because she was like, "Echo, Echo, Echo," and he would like look at her for a second, and then he would look back at Haas, whatever Haas was doing. So yeah, like this week, Haas he was trying to show us these funny videos. I don't know if you've seen these videos, but they're like, they strike me as crap that you would have seen.
Interesting.
So it was like some, I don't know if he has a TikTok or a YouTube, but it was like the same guy for both videos. And like the first video is he's playing that new Harry Potter game.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess he's like, you know, the part like in the movie where they get their wand and the guy that runs the store is like, "Oh, 3/4 inch tapered end, like blah, 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 dread Deadwood," mm-hmm. something. And he opens a little box and it's like a stick. and it kind of just looks like reddish orange. And so, like, he looks at it and he's like, a carota!
A what?
Like a carrot.
Oh.
Because it looks like a carrot. But Hawes was dying about that. And then he was like, no takers, huh? And then so he played the next one, and it was like, it was like a nature thing, and it was like a turtle. And it was like, you know, sometimes, although turtles are herbivores, sometimes younglings will also eat like young jellyfish or feed on young jellyfish or something. And he's like, wait, is a carrot, is a jellyfish a herb?
Huh?
Because it says herbivores.
Oh.
And then, so we were like, And he was like, I don't think I even got a courtesy chuckle out of that.
Yeah.
please check out Blue Harvest Pods for the actual jokes that are way funnier than the stuff that we watch that somehow Hawes is chuckling at. But he was playing this, like, samurai game, which he got, like, early access to. And I don't know anything about the game, but obviously this is, like, a series because they were like, oh, wait till we get to karaoke. Because they got to karaoke. And they were doing samurai karaoke, which is, like, really, really funny. And he has, like, a karaoke stance and everything. And then also there was, like, a fishing mini game. And I was like, as a Zelda player, I was like, oh, this I'm about. You know, but when he was fishing, he was like, yoosh! Like, when he catches the fish, yoosh! So, you know, all the next day at work, I was doing stuff, and I was like, yoosh! We're 30 minutes at the pod. Should we get to the episodes or no?
I had something to say, and I forgot.
That's good. That means it was important.
Good. It was...
Hey, are you aware, like... that there's a Tales from the Galaxy's Edge enhanced edition coming to the PlayStation VR 2 or whatever that is?
No.
Well, it is. And I'm like, okay, I already played that game. It's fine. The screenshots and the video looks so much better. And it makes me mad. Because it makes me want to buy and like the VR for the PS5 is as much as the damn PS5.
Oh.
So.
Did you see the Tears
of the Kingdom?
Tears of the Kingdom Collector's Edition?
I did.
Package? Mm-hmm. Did you see the new Switch?
I did not see a new Switch.
I was told there's a bet going on that you will get the Switch.
Me?
Yes.
Personally.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Better looking than that VR.
It's. Or cheaper. I think it looks cool, but it's also like, I cannot afford it. And I also have a Switch already.
I was gonna say you have a Switch.
Like I have a Switch, yeah. But like this one is so pretty.
Yeah, that's. I understand that.
Yeah. I need to find it.
That game looks good too. It got delayed till May. You know that, right?
Yeah, I do know that.
Happy birthday. Jedi yeah, Survivor released a 9-minute video clip. Did you see that?
No.
Like a gameplay clip where they're just like exploring the world. And it was so funny because like Star Wars explained, like me was like, oh, cool. There's a cool animal. Maybe Cal can ride it. Cuts it in half.
Oh.
Okay. It's like good times. Anyway, like that game looks amazing. Everything looks like there's a really cool part where he switches over to like double saber, and it's like the saber is on the back of him, like clipped onto his belt, and he reaches his hand and like, ch-ch-ch, like he the saber in his hand, he like plugs it into the one on his belt, and then like comes out with double, and you're like just really cool, smooth looking stuff like that. And you're like, oh, this is going to be rad. This is going to be super rad. So, yeah, those games are coming. I am very excited about video games. And we don't have very many video game episodes. But we do have an episode on Fallen Order if you want to go check that out with Bianca and Frank. Bianca from Book Hoarding and Frank, who is our friend. And also, what's his name? Sebastian from Starlight Saber Services. By the way, if you guys want any saber work done, Starlight Saber Services is where I get all my saber and custom saber sounds and all that good stuff. Because he does dope electronics. So, what else we got? So, I'm looking forward to that video game. And I now have a PS5, so I'm prepared. Did you see the Mando clip? It's like a little scene. It's like,
is it with Grogu in the chair?
Yes.
Yes.
I'm like, is it people talking? No, it's Grogu in a chair. People are talking in the background.
Yeah.
Yes.
Did I hear what they were talking about? No, but I saw Grogu in the chair.
He's just like,
and he's pushing the chair with the force.
By the way, when I'm playing Fortnite with baby Grogu on my back, often, and sometimes I'll hear in my little headphones, and I'll be like, oh, somebody's over, and it's just Grogu. He's just like, when I'm like walking around Fortnite land or whatever.
Fortnite
land. So yeah, they released that clip, which was adorable. It was Grogu spinning in an office chair like every child ever since 1975 or whenever they invented those chairs.
I was like, where are you going with this?
I don't know where I'm going. It just looks amazing. And
mom's chairs in her law office don't spin, though. Mm. A lot of times they did not spin.
That doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, it does, because they always had fancy chairs.
Fancy chairs spin.
No, they don't. Mm. They're just white and cushiony.
Oh, yeah, she did have fancy chairs.
Or, like, leather.
Yeah. And also they released like an Empire cover. I don't know if you can see this, but like they're starting to hit the photo shoot, so it's like
Fast and Furious 10
and Bo-Katan X going to space.
Dungeons and Dragons.
Dungeons and Dragons. What are you looking at?
You're
actually reading the words. My bad.
Yeah.
And you also have like Bo-Katan and Din in this other shot. And then these cool shots of all their helmets, and it's like Bo-Katan, Din, the Armorer, and what's his name? Paz Vizsla, the heavy guy.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, I'm just so...
I don't like that guy.
That's fair. He was kind of a jerk the last time we saw him. I'm looking forward to Mando. We only got like 2 weeks to go, Lizzie. Mm-hmm. It's going to be happening.
2 weeks. Oh, God.
But you know what else is going to be happening? May 4th, we're getting the start of the series, Young Jedi Adventures. This is an animated series during the High Republic, wherein these little Jedi are doing cool things.
Mm-hmm.
Do you see the picture?
Yes. I like the robot.
Yes, the robot.
He is so itty-bitty.
RJ-83.
He is so tiny.
I'm going to read you a little bit of this stuff.
Okay.
Set during the High Republic era and the prime of the Jedi Order, the animated series follows Jedi younglings as they study the ways of the Force, explore the galaxy, help citizens and creatures in need, and learn valuable skills needed to become Jedi along the way. In addition, these two images. One features Master Yoda, Jedi younglings Kai, Liss, and Nubs, and their friends Nash and RJ-83 on the planet Tenu. The second image is Liss, Kai, and Nubs during a training sequence. Nubs. Everybody loves Nubs.
Yeah, Zoe loves my Nubs.
Which is fair. But yeah, RJ-83 for sure.
I like
And also, robot. Nash has a rad jacket.
Do you know the, Wait, which one?
Nash. The only one with a jacket.
Oh, is that the one that's played by Julia from Luca?
I don't know what that means, but the cast today includes Jamal Avery as Kai Brightstar, Juliet Donenfield as Liss Soleil. Is that who you're talking about?
Nope. The one with the jacket.
The one with the jacket is Nash. Yes. D. Bradley Baker as Nubs. Emma Berman as Nash Durango.
Emma Berman. I think that's the girl, maybe? Let me look up Luca cast.
Jonathan Lapau as RJ-83 and Piotr Michael as Master Yoda.
Emma Berman, yeah, that's her.
So who was she in Luca?
Julia.
Julia.
She's the red haired girl.
Okay.
The only girl in the
main the, three.
Huh? In the main trio. Three?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's her. Who is? I forget who plays the robot because it's the guy.
Jonathan Lipow.
He does. Jonathan. How do you spell Lipow?
L-I-P-O-W.
I'm pretty sure, because we talked about it in Star Wars Geek Girl, but he does a lot of things. What do you do?
Okay, I didn't like look into these people. I was just like, cool, tiny Jedi.
He does something. What does he do? Is he in Overwatch? Pretty sure he's sure he Overwatch. He voices Wrecking Ball in Overwatch.
There's and a I know... ball with a voice in Overwatch.
Yes. Yeah, so okay. It's you haven't done the podcast with Zoe and I about Overwatch yet. Zoe's has a whole like presentation ready for you invited, and everything. So... Oh, okay.
Talk so to we'll your people, to... Lizzie.
I'll send you a picture.
Tell them they can always reach out to us at theroguerebels.com.
Mm-hmm. I'll send you a picture because I think it's funny because and it's very hold on, it's very relevant to it's very relevant to Star Wars. Not very relevant, but it's relevant to Star Wars. So here's this. Why is it not showing? Oh my goodness, please. Phone. Okay. There's this character. His name is Wrecking Ball. And, you know, he just is a hamster in a giant ball. And he's a playable character in Overwatch. And he's like a tank and whatever. And... so the ball is played by Jonathan Lipow, and it's like this really like deep like kind of like really scary like mm-hmm. robot voice, and then the hamster is played by Dee Bradley Baker.
Yes, Dee Bradley Baker.
Which I think is funny because he just makes hamster noises, like actual like squeaks and stuff. Doesn't that actually talk. It's okay. Squeaks.
Liz Soleil, the blue person, I mm-hmm. she looks like a little Pantoran, but she doesn't have the pink eyes, so I don't know if she's Pantoran or not.
She has like the makeup, kind of.
Well, she has something, but like their makeup, they have yellow tattoos usually. Hers are not yellow.
Maybe it's different with every like Pantoran culture.
I don't
kinda
know.
Kind of like Ahsoka.
She's for sure blue, though.
Yeah,
she does have pink blue. Hair. Like Pantorans have pink hair and purple hair too. Mm-hmm. But yes, this show looks adorable. Are you looking forward to it? I know it's for preschool people. Do you think it's something that you might enjoy as well?
I think it would be something I enjoy. But you know, there's a lot of shows that I want to watch, and then I'm like, I'm gonna go play games. Like shows are not a top priority in my life.
Well, hopefully. They will become a top priority when this comes out. Boom.
Yeah. Like, I still want to watch Bluey.
I hope this is Bluey tier preschool like content.
I think it will. I hope so.
Yeah, it looks awesome so far. You got a fluffy. You got blue people. We're as close as we can get.
Blue people, a very tiny droid that I'm really interested to see what his voice is because I really hope. It sounds like the Wrecking Ball voice, and it's just like...
You mean not really, like this?
Yeah, like deep and scary.
That would be so rad. It would be
funny. but yeah. Yes.
What movie is it that... Oh, it's Up, huh? Where the dog, his voice is messed up, so he's like,
oh, yeah.
This time.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Shall we get to the actual episodes? 40 minutes into the podcast?
Yes, the Animal Crossing.
Okay. All right. The Crossing. Like, we had a great, like, mid-season move, and a lot of things happened, not only for the Bad Batch, for the galaxy, but not only for the galaxy, for the Bad Batch, man. We're short of man. We lost Akito.
It felt like this episode, just everything went bad. Everything possible.
Yeah. But I also like I like these things that happen, and it doesn't happen all the time. But in the shows where they like give them the time to like reflect on the big thing that happened, because a lot of shows will just jump to the next thing, So a lot of shows might have just been like, well, how do we get him back? Or look, here's what Echo and Rex are doing. But I like that they take time with the characters wise to have them dealing with that loss or if they're, whatever their feelings are, you know. Like it's clear in this episode. Spoilers, we're talking about The Crossing. If you haven't caught up on The Bad Batch, shame on you. Catch up and watch these episodes and then come and listen because this is fire. Nobody should ruin it for you. I don't want to ruin it for anybody. We love this show. We love these characters and everybody's got to go on their own journey. You go, Echo. You do what you need to do. You go where you're needed. Even though it makes people sad.
Where is Echo right now?
He's out with Rex and they're doing important
things. The other Echo.
Oh, he's with your mother.
Okay. He's doing important things.
Proudly. He's where he's needed. So they go and they land on this place and they're supposed to be mining Ipsium because Cid sent them to mine some Ipsium that she purchased from a mine. And it's like a big hole in a mountain. But it's clear they're like still like a little bit raw because they're like, okay, well, like you stay out here and blah, blah, blah. Well, wait, like you might need her to come in and blah, blah, blah. Well, we're short of man. So you stay out here with Wrecker and you guys keep watching. You know, like, so they're kind of dealing with it, but they're also kind of like not dealing with it. They're like not really talking about it. Like they're talking about it in the squad thing, but it's clear that, you know, Omega's kind of upset.
Yeah.
And taking things a little harder.
Well, yeah, because she's a, you know, she's a kid and she just pretty much.
They're all kids.
Oh my goodness. They're all kids, but she's like littler and kiddier in a. Mentally. Tinier,
that's it.
Mentally, she's kid, and she just lost like a whole father figure. Like, she has like four dads. I don't know. I'm just saying, it's lost an adult figure in her life, and she's sad about it. And I know they're all kids, but these are also kids that they're not so they're adults, but kids they're supposed to be kids.
Yes, kids that have been to war.
But they're trying to move on from it because that's what they do because they're soldiers and blah blah blah.
Right, and that's what Tex is, which she doesn't like very much.
No. But
he's like, we will figure it out.
Yeah, different people handle it better.
Yeah. So they're like, you're sneaking in, and you see this shady person with binoculars. And feathers in the hat. The feathers in the hat is kind of what I was like, what is happening? I thought we were going to see a bird person. Spoilers, it wasn't, as we find out soon, but.
Yeah. It wasn't even like their hair. It was like.
I thought it was a bird person because it was the feathers that threw me off.
I thought it was their hair.
Yeah, well, yeah, exactly. I thought their hair was feathers.
Oh, yeah. So I just thought it was like their hair. Not like feathers.
Well, it totally was feathers. It looked like feathers. Once I saw it was feathers, I was like, oh, it's like a bird. Mm-hmm. And then it wasn't that at all.
Yeah, we were fooled.
So they're like outside and then they're going inside and then they're trying to like mine the Ipsium, but they're like, it's way up there. How are we going to get up there? Only like a small person could fit in there.
Only a tiny kid. Omega. Except we just talked about how explosive and how dangerous this is.
You are too large to be useful here.
She started giving a lot of sass too.
Yeah, she's not happy. She's definitely attitude-y, as your mother would say.
Yeah. But she was given a little, like, not a lot of sass, but just a little bit.
Yeah.
What do you mean enough?
I mean, she was like pretty sassy to where I was like, I'm going to throw you in this hole. if you open your mouth again, you need to.
She did get thrown in a hole, to be fair.
But later. Unlike Tech, I would have been like, no, leave her for a couple hours.
I just thought it was so funny because it was like. I was kind of hoping it was a thing where, you remember in Kanto where, like,
we don't Mirabelle, talk about Echo.
Mirabelle is, like, falling when she's trying to catch up to Bruno. And like, Bruno, like, accidentally, like, lets go of her hand and she falls and it's just, like, a little tiny hole. It was just dark. You couldn't see how far it went.
Right.
I thought it was funny. I was kind of hoping that was a thing. Because I, like, I like was shocked, like I sat up when she fell down. But anyway.
Yeah. And there was like, no, it didn't look like a thing because like there was no sound. Yeah. And the sound design is always so good that you can hear, like they do really good with the atmospheres and all that stuff. So, you know, when the sound was like, when she falls and you're like, oh no. And then Tech is like, well, let's go.
And like, yeah, I was shoo. Like, I was going to just, my thought process was like, go tell everyone, then jump down. Yeah. But like, Tech I be like, also,
bye.
Sploosh.
But yeah, he didn't think about that. All he thought about was protecting his little baby.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
But there was like a bunch of like he says like when they're all talking about the thing, like at, she's like, you know, I'm upset about it. You know, why aren't you? And he was like, well, we're soldier. Like he did what he wanted to do. What do you want from me?
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Well, even in the like, so they get their whole ship stolen, which you know, yeah. I wasn't mad at Wrecker at all because you know he was doing his job. He was like keeping an eye out in the mine. And the, like, ship was out of plain sight. So, so then Tech was like, this is your fault. And, like, they start fighting. No, not, like, fighting, but they start arguing. And, like, Tech is also giving attitude. And I was like, dude, you guys are going to keep fighting. And like, Omega's going to blow up at you guys and then leave. Like, and that's what happened. And then they got the Ipsium, mm-hmm. and then the storm. I thought it was so funny because, like, the like Hunter goes out to the cliff and is like looking at the storm, and you know the storm is very clearly there.
Yeah.
And then,
but it's like the thing that in every episode they're like, ah, we'll be gone by the time that gets here, and you're like, yeah, they will not be gone by the time that gets here.
That and then you know he and then like he sees the storm. And he picks up some dirt, and I really wanted to be like, dude, yes, we know. The storm is right there. The dirt did not say that there was a storm. It is right in front of your face. But then he was like, it's going the opposite direction. We're fine. And I was like, that doesn't sound like you guys are fine then. And then the storm came over really quickly.
Well, hold on. They get the Tech and Echo. I'm sorry, Tech and Omega go in the hole. They end up like washing down a little like river. Well,
this was before.
No, the storm is doesn't show up till later.
No, this is before because the they don't get washed up until like.
Until they go in the other hole. Well, the ship gets stolen.
Yeah.
And then they're like, "Oh, this is your," and they're like, kind of blaming each other.
And then there's a stampede of animals.
Yeah. And so they, like, take the...
And then they got, like, what's it called?
This was the Lion King part.
Lion Kinged. I was like, which dad is going to get Lion Kinged? And then it was Wrecker.
Yeah. But he was fine.
Yeah, so, he was okay.
Way to go.
Then they go in the
way
hole.
Way to be tougher than Mufasa.
and then Tech and Wrecker fight more. And then, dude... Tech is so straightforward, and I understand, because sometimes, like, I just want to, like, be, I just want to be like, why? What is wrong with you? But instead of, like, thinking about, okay, this is a kid, like,
they're
she's upset.
Kids.
Oh, my goodness. This is a littler kid.
She's the oldest.
This is a physical kid, like, you know.
She's literally only smaller than them.
This is a kid, and, you know, she's upset. Like, even though I'm technically not fully upset with it, she is upset with it. So let's figure out how to help this. He literally says, what's your issue? Dude was rude.
Yeah.
R-U-D rude.
That's true. R-U-D rude. And then they... So they're stuck in the cave because the storm, now the storm.
Yeah.
That's what the end
is. She's like, I'm going to be alone. And then she finds Ipsium and then she falls because, you know, they were like, Tech, go talk to her.
Yeah. And then, but everybody was pissed. And like, I love the, I mean, the lighting and all, like, it's always really, really good. But like the faces they were making, they were like, what's your brain? He was like, what? I just simply told her the truth. They were like, yeah, dumbass, or whatever. Like, and they were like, dude, she's upset, man. Like, you don't have to be, you don't have to hit people with hard truths all the time. Mm-hmm. Like, and Hunter's like, no, this is your thing. You fix it. Like, I'm not going to go apologize. You know, only you can apologize on your own behalf or whatever.
Yeah.
So he goes in there and she's like finding the Ipsium and she's like, oh, this is so much purer. You know? Mm-hmm. And he gives it the little Ipsium mining gun thing.
Yeah.
And he brings her some vials. And then that's when she like falls down in the little hole. And then he's
they
like,
have like a Ratatouille moment where like Remy is in the sewers.
Yes.
And they're like,
very you much know, getting very much thrown like around. Star Wars Resistance season one finale where they're all wet.
Yes.
when people are like wet in finales,
you can see like all the strands of Omega's yeah. hair their little run around.
Hair flattens.
Yeah.
But the lighting was very good in Final Fantasy X. Like.
I thought so too, and I was waiting for you to say that. I was like, Dad's gonna say, he's gonna say, he's gonna say it soon. But I was also horrified because I was like, that thing explodes and I am swimming in it.
But it's water. It's liquefied. It's cool now.
No.
It's not all fragile.
Still gonna.
And so they basically get the other guys and they're like, oh, there's another way out. Like, we can go. Because, like, they were trying to clear the way that got blown up when the stupid thing that Tech dropped got blown up, and then Wrecker and Tech were blaming each other about it.
Yeah, literally Tech was like, maybe don't drop it, and then he went, and then Wrecker was like, you take it, and then Tech yeah. was like, fine, and then he dropped it. All of them dropped it.
Yeah. So they were like, there's another way over here, jump in the hole. And then, like, they're watching the waterfall and it's like, and then, like, Wrecker comes out. Like, that was pretty good.
Yeah.
Pretty solid. And that was after, of course, they had their little, like, heart-to-heart. And he's like, well, like, I just process information differently. But that doesn't mean that I don't feel or whatever.
Yeah.
You know.
Which is, you know, fine. Like I said, they process things differently. People just process things differently. It doesn't matter.
Yeah. Like, I don't care how you feel, Tech. Just don't be a jerk to me. Feel whatever yeah. you want to feel.
Yeah.
Just be considerate of my feelings. Mm-hmm. But yeah, that was like pretty cool. And it was very beautiful. And the music, well, the music was fire this episode. Does anybody dispute that? No?
Good. Okay.
The Kiners are on fire. It was this nice, like, sporadic little guitar riff somewhere between, the feeling of wandering around Breath of the Wild and the, like, the intro to The Last of Us.
Mm.
But it was, like, these cool little, like, open guitar sounds as they're wandering around the landscape, which looks beautiful, by the way. When they get out of the cave and they're walking across and they're like, oh, there's a settlement down there.
I don't know. That, like, it looks sunset. Like Arizona or something.
Yeah, man. We need to take some road trips.
Look like all the times we took road trips to Texas. Mm-hmm.
We should have got out and walked more. Should have thrown you fools down the hole.
Yeah. I just, like, I didn't think, oh, it's beautiful. I just was like, Arizona, Texas, gross.
Yes.
Yeah. But then there had the little spaceport, even though it was like abandoned and it was tiny.
Okay, they called Sid and Sid's like, nah, I'll check on y'all in a couple days. What?
Yeah.
Why? What do you think? I'm upset with Sid right now.
I'm upset with Sid. I think it's dumb because, like, they literally had to be like, dude, we helped you so many times. Like, we do everything for you. How are you just going to abandon us here?
I don't know what Sid's dealing with, but it better be serious, because that's whack.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's also like, you know, what that guy said. Be careful, like, yeah, you do a bunch of things like, for like, Sid.
In season one, I had my, like, oh, watch out, she's a pirate, if she figures out what's going on, you know what I mean? Like, and she sort of had proven herself, like, fairly dependable.
Mm-hmm.
So that guy didn't give you any new information. Watch out, she was a pirate. Yeah, I know that.
I don't know. Because I was starting to trust Sid more, and it was more like a reminder.
Yeah, but like, I don't know, this action.
Especially maybe for upcoming episodes.
Yeah, that was whack. Yeah, so they like really try to send out a signal, and she's like, "Oh, I can." And they're like, "We don't even have rations." And that's it. That's the end of the episode. They're trapped. Yeah. And they're like, "We'll figure." And you know, Omega's like, "We'll figure it out. We always do. We're soldiers, right, Dick?"
Mm-hmm.
And now they're figuring it out. Really good episode. Really good music. Really beautiful, like emotional moments. I enjoyed it quite a bit.
I like seeing Omega have emotions, because like her crew might not show a lot of emotions, but I like seeing her having emotions, even like with the last two episodes that we did, where she's like super angry. Like, I like seeing her she's little emotions.
Mean mugging Admiral Rampart.
So funny.
She's making the face that little Boba makes.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, Tone Wee's here. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's pretty good. Yeah, nothing but love for them fat kids that just like mean mug.
Mm-hmm.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
All right, the next episode is called Retrieval, which I, honestly, going in, I was like, oh, okay, Retrieval. They were going to be retrieved. So,
what do you think the crossing is? I don't get it.
I think that's like they're traveling. They're crossing all that like stuff and like dealing with those emotions. So I think that one makes sense to me. They're crossing the landscape, they're going from one place to another place, both literally and emotionally.
From one mind to another.
Yeah. I mean, they're crossing a canyon, I guess, physically, but also like they're crossing over, dealing with that loss and like coming to terms with it.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I took that. Retrieval. I thought I knew what it was going to be, but now I'm like, they didn't get retrieved. They retrieved their own selves. But anyway, spoilers, let's go. Mm-hmm. Omega's like, we can track Gonki. And I was like, that's what I said a week ago. So I'm glad that worked out. And Gonki was like a huge important thing in this episode.
I was worried that he was going to get shut down or something.
Yeah, so was I. So was I.
To fight.
So him. Happy that didn't happen. I was totally worried for Gonki. So like the guy takes off his mask and it's not a bird at all, or Hondo Onaka, it is a kid.
That would have meant that Hondo is very short, like he got right, shorter, right.
yeah he was not at all Nikto or whatever he is. So it's a kid, and he's, although like some shots of him from the back with that like coat, he looks like he has like a very beautiful dress, and it's funny to me. There are a few shots of, like, the little kid. And then, like, Omega puts it on, too. And then I was laughing mm-hmm. at Omega. I don't know. Just, like, the fit of that particular outfit.
I like people giving Omega jackets and, like,
yes. Cloaks. As soon as he was like, oh, you won't fit in like that. I was like, another outfit for Omega. So I was, like, all happy that Omega mm-hmm. gets new clothes. Anytime Omega gets new clothes.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Chef's kiss.
I have a drawing that I'm doing right now, but I'm waiting to get a screen protector for my iPad, because when mom sent me the iPad, it was all cracked and stuff already, which is fine. I still use it and it still works, but lately it's been like making things lag, like when I use my pen on it. So I have to replace it. And now I'm going to get a fancy one. It's not actually fancy, but I think it's fancy because it's a new screen. And it's like, it feels like paper. So that'll be cool too.
Oh, that's the one that she got.
Yeah, that's what she has. And Katie had it. And I was like, man, I've been wanting that for a long time. But like this screen protector is fine. It's just cracked. It's okay though. So I'm going to get that. but it's of Senator Chuchi and Omega shopping for her little cloak that she got.
Well, I hope people who check us out at theroguerebels.com and Rogue Rebels on Instagram can check that out soon.
Mm-hmm. I'm hoping that the Amazon people send it, because I got a message from them. They were like, hey, we stopped by and no one was at the mailroom, so we kept the thing for ourselves. We'll try again tomorrow. Sweet. I was like,
I'm drawing on it right now.
Yeah, we're using it, testing it out.
Anyway, we ate your ramen. Bye. All right. So, Gunky. Yeah. This Gunky. Kid. What's this kid's name? Benny?
Benny.
Benny.
B-E-N-N-I.
I don't think.
Oh, yeah, my notes.
But anyway, Benny. Kid's my name's notes. Benny. And so, like they go notes. Back and they goes with Moko. Mako.
Mako. Mako. It's with an O, though. Yes. But it's literally Moko.
Yeah. Mako. Mako is like the, you know, like they land the ship, and it was like this cool, very hidden, like, hangar to where he's like, just let the shield down. Like, bring you. And he lands the ship, and then this, like, guy pulls, like, another lever, and the, like, hangar closes.
Say lever?
It looked like a lever.
What do you lever?
Call it? Lever? Yeah, that.
It's a lever.
Same thing.
Oh, like caramel with caramel.
Well, I guess technically, tomorrow? Maybe levers with two E's is the enemy from Legend of Zelda. But I always called it lever, not lever.
Have you?
Maybe. Sounds right. Okay. Sounds like something I would do.
You need to listen to other podcasts, see which one.
Right. All the lever podcasts. Uh-huh. You need to go look up the episodes. Oh, I remember in Star Wars Rebels when they used that lever. Let's go listen to that podcast.
Mm-hmm.
So he like takes the thing to the guy, and it's like they land there, and you can see it's like a whole operation. Mm-hmm. So they're mining Ipsian for this person, Mako. The name of a cool shark.
Which I thought it was Moloch for a second.
Moloch is the guy who chases Han Solo.
Isn't a Moloch also a sea animal?
Mollusk is a sea animal. Mollusk. Come on, don't you cook these things?
What is that one again?
Mollusk? Moloch.
Mollusk. No, Mollusk. Mollusk?
Moloch is the Han Solo enemy, and Mollusk is the...
Mollusca.
Somewhat Cretaceous creature?
It is. It's a snail. An underwater snail.
Okay.
I've never cooked that before.
Oh.
Okay. I've definitely heard of it, but never cooked it
before. They do exist in any case. Anyway, yes. This guy's none of that. He is Mako.
Mako.
El Moko. Also, you muted yourself.
Yes, I know.
Okay.
I was drinking water, hydrating. Excellent. Gotta hydrate yourself.
Do that, kids. Drink some water.
Mm-hmm.
So they're like, "Oh, cool. Well, like, we're gonna take these things apart. Maybe you're gonna be the top earner today. Ha ha ha!" And he like leaves with his guard droids, and it's like a whole thing. And you can clearly see that, it's like a whole operation that this guy's running, very similar to the White Worms and Moloch.
Mm-hmm.
But not run by Lady Proxima.
No.
So they're like tracking Gonky. They like fix the like stupid speeder that they're trying to fix. And he's like, "This is a piece of junk. It's not going to work." And he's like, "But it will be
they
an operational
put
piece of junk."
Four of them on there.
That was a great shot. They're like riding, and they're and all on like... the same speeder. Yeah. It sounds like me driving in an old work vehicle.
Mm-hmm.
So that was great and fantastic. And they get there, and then they're like, okay, like the, you know, the thing's coming from over there. We should like figure this out. And they end up finding the kid.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So they like, they find the kid and they're like, what? And they're like, he tries to run and like wrecks him.
He destroyed him.
He tries to take off on a speeder.
Yeah.
And he like haymakers him.
Is that what that's called?
Technically, the kid speedered into the haymaker. I think Wrecker just held his arm out.
Is that what that's called, though?
A haymaker? Yeah.
Like,
you need to watch more wrestling, apparently. Don't say that in front of someone? Steel. Like, he it's not utterly destroy someone. All he did was hold his arm out.
That's destroying. What's his face did. K2SO did.
Yeah, that's a haymaker. When you kind of run somebody over with your arm, like your flat arm, that's a haymaker.
But is it you running into them like that, or they running into you?
You running into them. Sometimes it can be both. Like in wrestling, you'll bounce somebody off of the ropes and then haymaker them. You know, like
the only wrestling I think I know is from that one movie that we watched, like Wrestling with My Family.
Yeah, I bet you it was in that movie. If you went back and watched that movie, you would be like, oh, that's a haymaker.
Why is wrestling fake? I'm still confused.
Because it looks really cool. Like just like lightsaber fights, it looks really cool.
Okay, but people bet on them.
Well, good for them.
I don't know.
Really, it's irrelevant. I don't know what people do with their money.
So can these people actually fight?
I'm sure it varies, but it's definitely a different thing. Like, I don't think one has to do with the other. Being a wrestler, you probably have to be in really good physical condition. Yeah, maybe you know real martial arts. Maybe you just know wrestling. I don't know. But even the ability to do what they do, like, those dudes get wrecked sometimes, and that is not an easy job. Whether or not you know an actual martial artist or not. Yes, but they do it live.
Oh.
So I don't know what to tell you. I think it's a physical feat to be a wrestler, even though wrestling is choreographed.
Can you wrestle?
I don't think so. I don't know. I don't think I can do what they do. I don't think I can have somebody throw me through off of the thing and through a thing and get up again. Like, those dudes put in some serious work and know how to fall, and they do get wrecked.
Hmm.
Oh, Axel actually knows how to wrestle, but that's a different kind of wrestling. Ah, he's on me! He knows how to wrestle for real. But he knows, like, the moves, and, like, they have, like, certain rules, so he's, like, trying to get me into a pin or whatever.
No, I just sprawled on you.
Oh, he just did a sprawl on my arm.
Sprawl.
Yeah.
Maybe different. Like, the if TV Steel's listening, he'll know what that is.
No, Steel will know, but, like, that's different, too. Anyway.
Oh.
Thank you. This has been the Wrestling Minute with people who don't know how to wrestle except for Axel. So, Moko. I'm sorry. Mako. So they're like, oh, well, like, take the ship apart. Like, we don't need that kind of heat. So they say they're going to start taking the ship apart. And you're like, oh, no. So by the time they get to the ship, like, the hyperdrive is out and tech. So everybody's trying to put the ship back together. Mm-hmm. And Omega and the kid, Benny, are going to go to, like, open the shield so they can get out.
Yes.
So they go.
Which I was confused on what their mission was, because, like, they briefly said it, and then I was like, shields? What shields? Just get out. Yeah, I forgot. Yeah. And then I remember.
Remember when he was coming in, he was like, just open the shield, you know?
Yeah.
So it was, like, a whole thing, and it's like, so they go back, and, like, you want to be suspicious of Benny, and then, of course, it gets to the point where they get in the control tower, and you see him push a little button, and you're like, I knew it!
Yeah, he was being all, like, side-eye. Like, he was being very suspicious.
He was looking hella sus.
So, yeah, and then he pushed the button. I was like, no!
She's, like, getting the little codes, and she's downloading the info or whatever on the little data pad.
And she's like, here, have my ration. And I was like, oh. Yeah.
And she's
and then
nice
he
too.
Was like so regretting it. He was like, oh.
Yeah, it's clearly he feels bad and full once he's thinking on a full stomach. But also you see earlier when remember when the Mako is like, my top earner of the day is Drake or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And then he's like, he gets a full and they give him like a bowl of soup.
Whole bowl of soup.
Yeah. And then he's like, don't worry, I won't let you guys starve. And he gives everybody else a bowl of soup.
Like, so just like a singular
all fighting
bowl.
For a spoonful.
Mm-hmm. Which is interesting because then, like, before that you see him in, like, his office and he just has a bunch of food and a bunch of water and drinks. Right. And It was, like, weird to see, because, like, I don't know why he was guzzling down so much, like, as if he hadn't eaten. It seems like, from what I could tell, like, he always has something to eat.
Yeah, but and it's just, like, probably spelling just to out show. That it, yeah. like, he's taking advantage of these kids. They work for, like, nothing, and they're starving, and he's got, like, everything. All of it.
Mm-hmm.
So, like... They go to the shower, and then she's like, hey, like, he's, like, making all this stuff. You said that the Ipsium is degrading, and, like, it's not. He's just keeping all the profits, and the guy's like, what?
Whoa, and that's crazy.
Like, that, let me see that, like, let me see those rapidly moving pictures. And then, you know, the, like, door opens, and he, or, like, he, she gave him the ration already.
Yeah.
And then, like, door opens, and... Mako is like, well, 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 my thief caught a thief. Ha, 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 ha.
I didn't like his attitude the entire thing.
Mm-hmm. Did not enjoy. He was definitely that guy.
Also, where did his hands go? They were, like, both gone.
Oh, but no, I thought he had one hand. I thought one was a claw and the other one he had his cane.
Yeah, maybe you're right. I kept thinking, because he kept switching hands every now and then, I kept thinking it was both of his hands.
No, they kept, like, making a point to show his little claw.
Yeah.
Like, he was like, oh, don't worry. And he would, like, rest the claw on the guy's shoulder. He was like, I like you. And he's like, donk.
Yeah.
So I thought that was cute. So, like, they're like, they capture Omega. And then, like, you know, where's the rest of them? Oh, they're in the ship, you know, the garage or whatever it is. Oh, no. Oh, I can't believe you did that. You know, and, like, Omega's making
the face.
I can't
believe you've done this.
So they're all getting out of the thing. And, like, that's when they're down there in the garage and the guys are like, wait, I thought they took the hyperdrive out. Hey, you.
It was like, it seems like they're all kids.
Yeah, they were all kids. Very much like the White Worms.
Oh, I don't know what that is.
From Han Solo.
Oh,
remember the
that's
movie?
What they were called? Ew.
They were the White Worms.
Why were they called White Worms?
They worked for a giant worm.
Ugh. I don't like
technically,
that.
They're Grindelids, but they're all worms, if you hadn't noticed.
Well, yes,
that,
but I hate
them. And they're hella white because they can't touch the sun.
Yeah, that's gross. I don't like knowing
yeah,
that.
Yeah, and Moloch was the one in the suit that, like, was chasing him in the other speeder. So there's your solo.
Gotcha.
Okay, thank so you. Like Omega is getting taken by the droids and then they're getting caught kind of, but they like come out of the garage with their blasters and he's like, ah, you can't use the blasters. Like this whole thing is dangerous. You know, like we're in a mine. Ah, ha, 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 ha. It's flammable. And Wrecker's like, we don't miss. And I was like, yeah, boy. Yeah. And then, like, all the kids come out, and the droid has Omega, too, and Hunter's hiding somewhere. Like, it's a whole scene, and it's, like, a big pit with lava, underneath whatever they're mining, probably. And then the droid has Omega over there. They're facing off with Mako down there, and then Hunter's on the side and wants to rescue Omega. Mm-hmm. And he's like, throw her over! And then, like... Omega is like kind of fights with the droid a little bit and gets the droid to throw itself over with her.
Yeah.
And then like Hunter shoots the like grappling hook and goes and like Batman saves her. So that worked out. That was cute.
And she had a lot of trust.
Yeah. But she like was literally like off the edge of the cliff and been like, you're coming with me. And I was like, rad. Yeah. She's going to kill the droid just because. But then also it was because like when they swing up from the Batman thing, like they don't have to fight the droid.
Yeah.
So that made like logic sense at the end. And then she's like, he's taking advantage of you, you know, and like that's when Benny shows up, right? And is like, look, he's been lying and keeping all the profits for himself. Look, here's the numbers. And then like the other guy looks at it and he's like, what? Why are you doing this? This is whack. And he's like, what? No. Like, we all get our share of them. And then they're like, all the kids then, turn on him. And he's like, droids, kill
the
everybody.
Bad batch, like, kill the droids.
Two shots. Boom, boom. Mm-hmm. They did not miss. And I was like, oh, that was a rad, like, follow-up to a line that I really enjoyed.
They weren't lying.
Oh, they spoke truth. Truth to power right there. And then like the kids all come, and it was like, it was one of those things where I thought he was going to get all killed by the kids, and then he just fell over.
Yeah, he was just so clumsy. I was
get
like,
off me, get off me. Whoa, 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 whoa.
No one touched him.
I mean, kind of. They all like approached him, and then he was like, yeah.
That was whack.
No, it was fine. It worked out.
It was funny, but it was like whack. Whack.
I
just,
I like the energy of the moment to be like, "What? All right, get off, get out of here!" Whoa, whoa, whoa. Death.
Yeah.
So Omega did not get yeeted.
No.
They all turn, and then like, not like at the end, they basically get their things back. They fix their ship, and you know, Benny's like, "No, like, no, it's gonna be fine," you know, because he's like, "I'm gonna stay here in my Ipsium." And Omega's like, "What? You could go anywhere. Like, it's a big galaxy. You don't have to be here. This place sucks."
Yeah.
And he's like, "Place is whack. Like, we're, you know, like, we all share the profits now." You know, they're like, "Hey, time for, you know, time for dinner or whatever." And he's like, "Cool, I'll be there in a minute." Like, so they all like work. I love the message of like, get rid of the stupid boss.
Yeah.
And you guys can all just like eat the profits and share it. Everybody will be equal. Yeah, baby.
So I was, and it's all kids doing it too.
Yeah. So I was very happy about that. I thought it was cute.
Yeah, I thought they were gonna go, what's the book called? Fireflies? No. What's it called?
Okay.
Pig. Book. It has a pig in it.
The name of the book?
Lord of the Flies.
Doesn't have pig in it.
It has pig in it.
Okay, that's fair.
Yeah.
So does Animal Farm.
I never read that one.
That's madness. That seems more important these days.
Probably. Okay.
Let's see. So they got their things back. They fix their ship and they're like, let's go. And they go. And that's the end of the episode. Boom. Double header. Great episodes. I think as a two-parter. The music and the time they take in the first one definitely like lets all those moments hit in the second one. And Omega gets any episodes where Omega gets a new outfit. Cute.
Yes. Keeper.
Yeah. It's a keeper for sure.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. What do you got? Do you have any final thoughts on The Crossing and whatever the other episode is called?
No, I just really like I like when episodes connect. Like I like singular episodes that are like done, like gone through, done. But I also like long stories. They make me happy. Mm-hmm. I like, you know, Omega just a lot, especially when she has all these emotions or when she does meet like a kid, kid that's maybe not so fortunate as she is.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I know she's hanging around with kids all the time, but I do like when she meets another kid from some, you know what I mean? Like from different places in the galaxy, like when she met Hera and when she meets Chuchi, even though Chuchi's a little older now, but still like
Gunji.
Yeah, Gunji. Like there are a few I do like her interacting with other youngishies. Other young people. There we go.
Young peeps. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, I like seeing her interact with them and seeing Omega have like all these emotions that are like something that the clones, the soldiers wouldn't do.
Mm-hmm.
I like seeing that.
Well, especially because he's learning with people who were allowed to be kids. You know what I mean? Like the clones can't really teach her anything about being a kid because they jumped straight to soldier.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So when she goes with Gunji, even though he sort of jumped straight to Jedi, he's like, I don't know my people. This is what they do. Okay, this is what I will do. This is how, like, when she was with Hera, Hera was like, look, I'm young, but I just love to fly. Like learning from their experiences and learning from their different, like, points of view, I do enjoy that. What else we got? I put favorite character here. It was definitely Tech being a jerk. For sure.
I liked Omega in these episodes.
Yeah, yeah. Definitely she was the best. But my favorite was Tech being like, why? What's the problem?
Being very direct.
Yeah, being like super rude and being like, oh, dude, I can't take you anywhere, Tech.
I think it was funny when he had an attitude towards Wrecker too.
Yeah, but I love that like everybody sort of jumped on him. Like Wrecker and Hunter were like, "It's your problem, bro." And that's like the second person they like. I know like Omega's going through all these feelings now, but a lot of this is what they went through when Crosshair left. You know what I mean? Like they lost their like brother. Like Omega like looks at Omega as a brother, and to them, Omega was kind of. I'm sorry. Echo was kind of the new guy. Echo was the Jason Newsted of the group.
The who?
It'll make sense to Axel.
Okay.
And Eric Struthers.
Okay.
And Hawes. And I'm sure probably a lot of other people.
Okay.
And he was the newer bass player from Metallica. But they lost the old bass player, Cliff Burton, passed away in a bus accident.
Decapitated.
Okay. Did you hear the new Linkin Park song?
I did not.
Okay, well you should.
Okay.
It's pretty good.
But like
it's very sad.
Okay.
Well, given the circumstances, sad. Like then would have been normal. But like
now that I think about it, that makes sense. I haven't thought about that in a while.
Yeah.
I have not thought about that band in a minute. But anyway, like, I think to them, like, Echo's a little bit of a new... Like, even Tech is like, well, we were here before him, and we will be here out. And, like, that's what that kind of said to me.
But yeah.
I think maybe the Crosshair stuff was a little rougher on it. I don't know. Let's see. What do we got? Next episodes, Metamorphosis and The Outpost.
Metamorphosis.
Yeah. I don't know if it's going to be about butterflies or what.
Probably about, like, Omega, maybe? I don't know.
Omega's a butterfly?
No, but, like, maybe because she's growing to learn all these things? I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know. I have no idea. Okay. I'm just throwing things out there.
Sure.
Don't judge me. It's not a hill I would die on. It's just a hill that I'm creating.
Wonderful. So that will be those two episodes. It's this show is going great. The music is amazing as always. It's like there's a couple of things that I feel like we don't mention enough. It's the music and the like look of the show, the lighting and everything.
You could definitely say the lighting here for these few episodes. Yeah.
But, like, it's so good, like, it's getting to the point where I, like, we don't even, like, talk about it enough, but there's nothing else to say about it except, like, we already said it's amazing. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, except, like, I got to be like, oh, there's a little bit of acoustic guitar fire in these couple episodes, so that was fun. But, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to start doubling up on episodes as we get closer and closer to The Mandalorian. We got some High Republic stuff coming out, and... I'm not sure what else, but there are plenty of other Star Wars things to catch up on before March 1st. But we will see you guys soon. Thank you for listening. Lizzie, do you have pluggables? I don't want you saying that I didn't give you the chance.
For Twitter and such, Instagram, Twitter, it's at Star Wars Geek Girl or SW Geek Girl. Wherever you're listening to Le Rogue Rebels, I'm like switching it in my head because I do the plugs perfectly for the Rogue Rebels, but then when I'm here, I'm like, I gotta switch it. But wherever you're listening to the Rogue Rebels, you can listen to the Star Wars Geek Girl. We are also doing Bad Batch and stuff, but you know, we both have different opinions, and then you also get to hear Zoe's opinion too, so that's always cool, because she's, like, you know, into film and stuff, so it's even more cool to listen to that. And you can listen to her not crying, but me crying.
Lame.
and, yeah, I believe we're also still on Hive. Star Wars Geek Girl or at SW Geek Girl.
Sweet. We are at theroguerebels.com. We're on all social platforms as The Rogue Rebels, except for Twitter, where we are Rogue Rebels Fam. So make sure you're following us, checking us out. I plan on doing more TikTok soon. I know I've been throwing up a few things, but I got some lightsabers, bro. So there's no reason not to.
Lightsabers? Things.
Yeah.
What?
No, the same lightsabers, but like, why don't I use them more often?
Oh.
That's all.
All right.
I have lightsabers. I want to use them. Often. I mean, I do use them. I just don't film it. And also, I really want to, I'm going to do a replay of Jedi Fallen Order soon, so I might be getting on Twitch real soon. Nice. And doing, just streaming the replay while I replay it, just as I get ready for Jedi Survivor, because I'm already halfway through Jedi Battle Scars, which is rad so far. So Battle I'm like, Scars. I'm starting to fall into that hype level. So, yeah.
Nice.
All right. Thank you all for listening. If you have a chance, please take any way you can help the show. Something free and easy you can do is share it and rate us 5 stars and give us a review wherever you listen, wherever you can, on any social media platform. That will help raise our numbers and share us with other people. That's it. That's all we need. It doesn't cost you anything, but it makes a big difference. So thank you. Please and thank you. Please and thank you. So I guess we're out of here. We'll see you guys pretty soon for more Bad Batch.
All right. Bad Batch, and in 2 weeks, Mando.
Everybody, pray for Omega different costumes. Pray for new Omega costumes.
I was like, who are we praying for?
Pray for costumes. More costumes, yes, for Omega.
Of course.
Pray for ponchos, Jedi Fallen Order style poncho on Omega.
Ponchos, new hats. Ooh, let's do it.
Omega hats. I didn't think about that. Maybe she can.
She needs a helmet after all of that, like, you know, stampedes and like,
that's true,
Grox collapsing.
She's in danger, guys. What are you doing? She's got people who mine Ipsium now. Maybe she can have like explosive. I don't know.
I think it's cool though, because now they have like a thief. I don't know when, but I think it's going to be funny when they're like, man, we need like a really good thief on this mission. Who do we go to? And then it like cuts to Benny. I don't know. I think that's funny.
I can dig it. I can dig it. We need a thief and a Jedi. Okay, Gunji.
Or
and
we need like a few thieves, and then they have the whole kid group with them.
Oh, like
then
all
we're like, and then they're like, "We'll treat you to a special dinner."
Soup. Well, those kids like soup, man.
Soup with actual things in it, because that soup didn't even have like chunks in it.
Yeah, that was pretty rough. I wonder if Drake had some chunks in his.
Maybe it looked like tomato soup.
Was it the world's best tomato soup?
I doubt it.
Probably not, right?
Yeah.
This is a wonderful drawing. I miss the world's best tomato soup with the best grilled cheeses. I haven't had that in a while.
Yes. You can make it yourself.
I could, I guess. Yeah.
Not too hard.
No, it's not. I think I need to make a Trejos Tacos trip too.
What am I doing? Zoe sent me the Overwatch cookbook, so I've been looking through that. I made only like one recipe so far, and it was like this is a cream. Like, if I had to describe it, like a pancake, but you. Like, it was filled with stuff in it. So almost like an arepa, but like, it was dough, and then you put peanuts and brown sugar in it. You wrapped it, and then you like pan fried it, and you smushed it so it was really flat, and then you eat it, and it's really good.
Interesting.
Very yummy. I'm gonna look through a few cookbooks to see what I can make for my birthday, as a special treat.
Okie dokie.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
I also make a lot of, what's the stew in, what's it called? The Galaxy's Edge cookbook?
The Mando stew?
No, not the Mando stew.
That's the one that I used to make a lot.
Remember other
I used to make
stew.
It every Wednesday when we watch Mando?
Yes.
Friday. It was like Fridays back then, I think.
Yes, because we had couscous.
Yep. Pearl couscous.
And it's the one where like it has kale in it and has noodles in it, and it's like,
oh, I don't know that one.
Yeah, I've made it like a few times.
I don't remember
what it's called.
Maybe you did.
Ronto stew, I think.
Okay, I feel like I don't Ronto know. Wraps.
Nerf stew. I don't remember.
Okay, cool. The Mando stew, I feel like maybe it might be seasoned to make it back. For season 3, boom, Mando stew, day 1. I do miss that. I didn't make it when Book of Boba Fett came on.
Shaq stew.
Ah, I do remember that. That's the beef one.
That's my favorite.
Yeah, that is really good.
Yeah.
I remember it now.
I made it a lot when I was working at Disney too, because you just like take it and you just like put it all together, and then so I just put it all in a little cup for myself, and there was a microwave at work.
Easy peasy.
Yeah.
All right, kid, we'll talk to you soon. Thanks everybody for listening, and make sure
you're prepared for Mando.
Boom. There it is. And more Bad Batch. And Omega in cute costumes. Boom. Mm-hmm. Done.
We need to send, like, you know what? I want to see people draw Omega in different costumes that they would like to see her in. That would be cool.
Did you hear that, people?
That's what I'm saying.
Do that.
I don't have any prizes to give out because I'm a college kid. Okay. But I'll leave that to my dad.
I could spare a retweet.
Okay. I can retweet too. I can do that actually.
There you go. Boom.
You'll easy get peasy. Retweeted.
Mm-hmm. It's free and easy peasy. But you share us and I will share you.
Mm-hmm.
We can all share our Star Wars love.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you for listening. And goodbye.
Goodbye.